I'm never lonely cause I got a one and only named Jean. Well, we were riding around just digging a scene. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're my only one. Boy, so good kiss. I'm never lonely cause I got a one and only named Sue. Oh, we were riding around, nothing special to do. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're my only one. Boy, so good kiss. Boy, so good kiss. I got a one and only name, Ann. Well, she could do a drive, but she's a movie fan. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're my only one. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, show good kiss. Boy, could she kiss? Never lonely cause I got a one and only named Flo. Well, the dance was over, had no place to go. I said, come on, baby, let's have some fun. You know, darling, you're the only one. Boy, could you kiss it? Boy, so good.
Well, it looks like I was doing the no-show back then, stumbling through the alphabet for the entire 26 letters. And that was my theme show from that period of time. And that show, actually, that you're listening to now, originally aired September the 18th, 2009, right here on the station. It's nice to revisit it because you're listening to Zombo's Deep Archives. That's where I'm going back into time, playing some really, really old shows just to revisit that. That's kind of nice to do that. You can actually download a bunch of new shows from ZomboCo.com. I put all my new shows up there, and my show is, the real show is Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But it's nice listening to these old shows. I just hadn't gotten any better over the years, has it? All right, jump back in. Part two, Zombo's Deep Archive, WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT is the best place to be. Send the music out your way 40 hours every day.
Now for how to do. Well, don't wait for long. you threw me away like an can't.
Thank you. Bobby Gentry's ode to Billy Joe. Got to take a break and tell you some of the fantastic things. All the oh songs I'm just driving into your head with an axe handle. Lots of great requests. Tothar from Ohio. Funboy 3. You're requesting Funboy 3, Our Lips Are Sealed. Mary from the Smiling Moose. Oh, my Liddy. J.J. Jackson. And for Chris, Sorting Records of Jerry's Orange Peel. Actually, the Monks. Oh, How to Do Now. But Orange Peel by the Rockfellers. Man, there's a tune. For Rockin' Pete. Only one. The Eddie Fontaine version. And then before that, the original version, Don Red Roberts. And for me, oh me, what I gonna do now? The Fields Madero Orchestra and Sophia Loren giving us the Ooh Ah Mambo. Oh, Girls by the Sparkles. Ooh Yeah Baby. Kip Tyler and his Flips. And then we heard, what else? Oh my gosh, we heard The Oasis Part 2 by the Majestics. Boom Boom by the Rhythm Addicts, another Rockin' Pete tune. And Oh Babe. Started that set off Winoni Harris. Oh man, this old show is pretty awesome. That's right, as the kids say. It's a good song, isn't it? Shame I'm talking over it. All right, dig it. Yeah. So creepy, this song's. It's a good Halloween song. All right. Dig it. But don't see if I can. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Zip. Oh, Mona. Jumped on the hog with all my grip. Oh, horse jumped.
Yes. Oh, Mona.
The hind horse broke the wagon tongue.
Money that I've seen in a year's payroll.
Oh, that's
This is Melvin Kovsnosky, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LVT, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Wow, love the music. What a oh. This is a 00 song. This is off the Gonnelly Yours doing Or. And we heard Oogum Boogum, Brenton Wood. I'd like to thank Mookie for scoring a copy of that for me. Oh, that's good, that's bad. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs having an Egyptian feast. And a record that I need to get another copy of. Oh, Mona. Does anybody have a copy of Oh, Mona by Bob Wills on the Decca? It's got to be on Decca. I hate to sound like one of these anal record guys, but the Decca version of Oh, Mona almost has like a Bill Haley kind of thing to it. But mine's broken half and duct taped on the bottom. It is not a pretty sight. Oh, the Billy Joe, of course. Bob Dylan. What else we got going on here? When here I am, I might as well get ready to do the bin. Do the bin thing. What do we got here? This is Black Moth Super Rainbow. Not too bad. Kind of sounds like overprocessed Beck, which is kind of redundant. Yeah, it's okay. It's a nice thing to tell you about chronic fatigue. That's right. And I know a lot of you folks. Oh, my gosh, 11:30 already? So some of you are stirring out of bed. Some of you have your bathrobes on. Some of you are having your breakfast. Well, you know, if you experience extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, it means you're a lazy bum. Or you have difficulty sleeping and concentrating. This means you're dumb. Or if you have body or pain-like or flu-like symptoms, well, you may have the flu. But if you have all of these, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. And they give it a snappy name, CFS. Man, I got CFS. Everybody's got this disease to get CFS. That's right, man. I got that CFS. That sounds cool. It affects more than 4 million Americans. Less than 20% of them have them diagnosed. Why? Because they're too damn lazy and exhausted to have it diagnosed. That's why. It doesn't take a scientist to figure this out. So you visit cdc.gov/CFS. The abadabadoo for the latest diagnosis and treatment. But you'll be too exhausted to do it. So it's just a catch-20-something. All right, get informed. Stay diagnosed. Get help. Will you get help? You just get help. Get help. I'm not going to tell you about that gross human being, Randy Jackson. I'm not going to tell you about meningitis. But I'm going to cheer you up with a little known fact. Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen death? Doesn't that just bring a smirk to your face? Nah, that's good. Let's see if I have anything. Yeah, this is good music to tell you about teenage car crashes. This is the Black Math Horseman. I'm actually going alphabetically. There is so little stuff to play in the WRCT garbage bin that I'm just going alphabetically. I don't even care anymore. I mean, I used to be able to say, well, you know, I can play Like in the Cosmonauts. That's gone. I can play the Nat King Cole. That's gone. They just, like, cleaned house. We have, like, 20 records to choose from. And guess what? They're just not my style. So, what else we got here? Oh, I'll see if I got this. Got an online request for One Tin Soldier by Billy Jack. I'll see if I can dig that. I thought Billy Jack was the big karate. Wasn't he in the movies, Billy Jack? Is that Billy Joe? Doesn't matter. Where was I? Oh, I was over here. That's where I was. I was way over here. There's one. Oh, but I came over here later. Yeah, this is nice and monotonous. It sounds like something these listeners would do while they're all hopped up on their goofballs. Did you know that? And then that's how they get in their teenage car crashes. And half of all of those teens die in a car crash. Wow. That sucks. So when you're with a friend driving recklessly, well, it doesn't say if he's a teenager, you know, just tell him something, tell him anything. Tell him to slow down, all right? You know, tell him to slow down, stop texting, you know, stop playing your saxophone, stop trying to drive with your legs. We know you like yoga, all right? So after all, it could save your life. You're in the passenger seat, chief. It's public service massage from the Ad Council and Speak Up or Else. Who came up with that idea? Speak Up or Else. Sounds like a bully website, you know? Speak Up or Else. I don't like threats. I think somebody's cyber threatening me. I feel I'm getting some cyber threats here. That's right. Getting some cyber. I don't like that. If you have a request on anything, problem, 412-621-WRCT. I'm on this side of the... Oh, I got one more. Got one more thing to play. It's live. Oh, it's Asylum Street Spankers Beer. It's a nice song. Speed is a drag, it's a Whammo on there. Drag, set your mind on fire. Yeah, good old Whammo. What else? So you get the idea here. I should have done this with the teen car crashes, because these kids are probably all... There we go. Alright. So let's see. Can I tell you about... I got all the PSAs and all the promos done. How cool is that? That's cool, isn't it? All right, well, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to actually play one of the worst O songs ever. One of the worst O songs ever. No, not O Susanna.
When you get a good idea and you need someone to tell it to, just scratch your head and roll your eyes and simply say... Say, do you mind? Got it. Let's try it one more time. Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Do you mind?
Thank you. turning from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand,
I'll never rest, cause he's the best. He's stood the test, it's not a jest. And
every time he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine.
Oh, great Confucius, I can't keep milk from turning sour. I wish you'd tell me how.
Well, the best way to keep milk from turning sour.
How's that?
You just leave it in the cow.
Oh, golly, Confucius. Oh, golly, oh. He can tell you anything that you want to know. What advice to golfers when playing just for fun?
Well, good golfers take two pair of pants.
Two pair of pants?
They may get hole in one.
Ooh, you're corny. Oh, golly, Confucius. Oh, golly, oh. He can tell you anything that you want to know. If someone stands up in front of you at a movie or a play, is it wrong to yell or sit down in front? What do Confucius say?
Well, in answer to your question, here's what old Confucius say.
What's he say?
You never say sit down in front.
How's that?
People don't bend that way.
Oh, golly, Confucius. Oh, golly, oh. He can tell you that you want to know.
Well, how many wars was Spain engaged in during the 17th century?
I think it was seven.
Seven. Would you like to enumerate them?
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Well, how long can man live without brains? I just never understand.
How old are you, Confucius? You're a mighty wise old man.
Well, Confucius is a wise old man. Of that, there is no doubt. But ignorance is when you don't know something and someone find it out.
Oh, golly, Confucius. Oh, golly, oh. He can tell you anything that you want to know and tell you where to go.
On the corner the other day, that cat sure was booted with liquid.
He was what?
He was obnoxicated.
He was what?
He was inebriated.
He was what?
Well, he was just playing drunk.
Well, all right, then.
He sure was salty with the bartender. Bartender's trying to make him buy another drink. Zeke told the bartender, ain't no need of me buying no drinks when everybody else is buying them. I'm gonna drink to everybody's health till I ruin my own.
Open the door, Richard!
Why, he don't know who he's throwing out of that joint. Why, I'll go back in that joint and take a short stick and bust it down to the ground.
Open the door, Richard!
But I hate to be caught out on the street like this, cause it makes you look so common. And I know I ain't common, cause I got class I ain't never used yet. But I guess I better get on in the house, cause I don't want my pastor to catch me out like this.
Hey, Richard, open the door!
Now look at that old woman across the street, done stuck her head out of the window, calling her sister. Look out punching her sister, saying, ain't that him? Ain't that him?
Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again!
Open the door, Richard!
I know he's in there, cause I got on the clothes. They can't throw him out, cause I owe just as much back rent here as he does. Imagine that old woman charging us $3 a month and getting mad because we 12 months in the arrears. Come meet me last Thursday saying, ain't you boys gonna give me some back rent? I told her she'd be lucky if she got some front rent.
Open the door, Richard!
Hey, Richard, open the door!
Cause I'm standing here scratching in my pants pocket and standing here groping in my coat pocket and standing here feeling in my shirt pocket and I can't find the key.
Hey, open the door, Richard!
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Open the door, Richard!
Now I'm known as Dapper Dan, the lady killer man. And those that I don't kill, I wound a bit. I run a fancy car, I call it the Mayflower, on account of all the Puritans who've come across in it. Now I took 20-year-old Pam up to the wood near Boulder Dam, stopped the car, thought that she'd know what to do. I said, get in the back now, Pam. She said, what the heck do you think I am? I want to stay in the front seat here with you. Whoa, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. They don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now the day that my Uncle Joe married my Aunt Flo, he was 44 and she was 69. That night as I lay on my bed, I heard every word they said. I couldn't help it, cause their room was next to mine. He said, how about it, dear? She pretended not to hear. He begged and pleaded till his voice was hoarse and deep. He said, oh, how about it, Flo? She said, how about what, Joe? He said, how about packing us in and a pair of us getting some sleep? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. They don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now last year I divorced Maureen. She was just 19 the day that she became my bony bride. She was as cold as charity, just as frigid as could be. When she opened her mouth, a little light came on inside. Now last week I met her at a party. I was feeling kind of gay, kind of hearty. And several whiskeys had sharpened up my wit. I said, how about a bit of whooping? She said, over my dead body. I said, Maureen Gown, you haven't changed a bit. Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. Oh, they don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now, when I was just a boy, I took a little gal called Joy down to the meadow. And we lay down by a hedge. I said, you know, my pretty little squaw, what your lovely lips are for. She said to stop my mouth from fraying around the edge. Now I tell you, my wife's 53, but you know, she still suits me. Though of late, her hearing ain't so hot. But at night, as we lay on our bed, I put my lips close to her head. I say, well, you're going to sleep or what? And she says, what? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. They don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman, a real hot-blooded woman, a right and pitchy woman. Give me an older woman every time.
I came home this evening, my baby had gone away. Yes, I came home this evening, my baby had gone away.
Since it's back because I'm all in a spin. Now like a spin that I'm in. And ooh-wee, baby, what you do to me? Well, you got the kind of kisses that I desire when you start your loving you. But when you cut me loose, you made me cook my goose. And you quit before you ever started to me loose. And baby, when and you did, you made me flip my lid. Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? Talk in my sleep. Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me?
I was a cowboy. Killed a man today to go off of his back. Now it's about an age. I changed a lot since that, but I'm an old soul.
white man's voice. Told me to scream, call the river Jordan. That's the stream I love to cross.
Oh, old man river, that old man river.
He must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant gators, and he don't plant cotton. And then that blood is soon forgotten.
But that old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Me, you and me, we sweat and strain. Combine the all and the end left in pain. It's just that much, lift that veil.
You get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get spirit and sick of trying.
I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But that old man.
One of the best albums ever, ever. One of the best records ever. Sam Sachs, the world's worst singer. Sam Sachs doing Old Man River. And if anybody can guess where this theme song is from, okay? It's a really neat theme song. Television theme song. Do you have any guesses? It's really, if I got brainiacs out there, they'll know what this is. But anyhow, we heard Old Soul, one of my favorite Flat Dual Jets tune. And it just happens to start with an O for today. Ooh-wee, Riccardi and ooh-wee, Piano Red. And we heard Older Women, Benny Hill, Louis Jordan, Open the Door, Richard. Oh, Golly, Cornfucius, Homer and Jethro, Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, better known as Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. Doing Object of My Affection. And for John, my buddy John, oh, my angel, Bertha Tillman. Oh, no, not the whip. And the song that makes everybody wince. Ooh, ooh, Joey Ross. Any guesses who this is? What this is? It's pretty neat. It's called Old Ned, and it's a theme song from Steptoe and Son. If you ever can go on YouTube and check out some Steptoe and Son, it was the television show that they based Sanford and Son off of. It's about this junk man and his son. It's really good. Steptoe and Son. It's the original Sanford and Son from Britain. All right, we got a really cool Johnny Horton tune. I got to play Old Slewfoot. Man, Uniforms USA is killing me today. I'm trying to find all the requests to begin with. I'll do my darndest. But, of course, my darndest just isn't that good.
You are listening to Zombo's Deep Archives, and it looks like this time I was doing all songs that began with the letter O. So how about that? Oh, and that was from 0918 to 009. That's right. The show originally aired September the 18th, 2009. So going back in the time, playing shows 13 years old. And you're listening to RCT right here, and you're right there. Join Zombo, that is me, tomorrow here on this station right there for Zombo in Your Brain Live. And that's going to be 13 years later, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Bear's got a little pig and headed through the gate. He's big around the middle and he's
say he looked a lot like me.
Funny that way, I had to all of them go.